One peasant, having his land, if he sees someone coming to take the land, and he uses weapon to defend himself, I will do the same. Stop. Without condemning that man, without encouraging him to look for weapon to defend himself. And I go further, Nicaragua. When in Nicaragua, in 1979, people, Christian also, decide to take weapons and to do revolution, to have freedom, they did that. In Haiti, in 91, we didn't do the same. We didn't to take weapon to move and changing the social reality. We passed through election. But both, we wanted freedom. We wanted democracy. They took weapons, we didn't take weapon. I will not condemn them because they did that. I will not encourage Haitians to take weapon to do that. But we don't want a kind of non-violence where people would stay, cross the hand, close the eyes, and just pray God to have freedom, and just pray God to have democracy. You have to do something. When you build solidarity, it's non-violence, active non-violence, without going to take weapons. And that way, we go to the Bible, we go to the reality, and we try to move on to see how we stay in the line of the gospel. In theology of liberation, when we talk about conversion, they say that? Conversion.
Yes.
We say conversion of the heart. Heart of the man, heart of the woman, heart of the social structures. Because when we are talking about sin, we try to see the sin in my heart, but also the sin in the structures, social structures. That's why we move to have a real conversion. If I just look at my heart and to clean my heart and that's all, it's part, not that's all. I have to move to the structures, but I don't have to go to the structures to ask for that change without starting to change my heart. And we say also in theology of liberation, we, not just I, because God is our Father. As members of the family, let's get together to talk about what he said and to see how together we can do it in community. We just look at Jesus. He was God. And he didn't choose to do things alone. He had disciples. With them, he moved. The same way today, in community, we gather, we read the gospel, and we see how can we make pressure to change a bit the social structures. If in the community someone is lower, he can know how to lead the community in that field. If another one has another job, for instance, in the case of Haitian in Guantanamo, those political refugees, one American cannot do everything. But one American, because he is Christian, for instance, he can get to talk about that with another Christian, with his community. And the community can look for the way to do something without thinking only this community can change everything. There are Christians somewhere else. We can talk to them, try to look for solidarity and to change a bit the structures. That's why now if I move to politics. We say something has to be changed in the political field. When in the political field you have Christian, those Christians, where they are in the political field, they have to demonstrate if yes or no they are putting their faith in practice. Because we move to the Bible at the same time, and God will say, how can you pretend you love me and you don't see me? And you don't love the one you see. And St. John will say, you are lying if you say that. You are lying. So I check with my faith, with my heart, and then we do it together, and then we are trying to see how we can do something for those refugees, for instance, just in case. We go to the Bible, for instance. Exodus, chapter 3, verse 7. God say, I listen to the voice of my people, and I send you to give freedom to them. So God speaks, and he is present through Moses. Today is present in your father, in your sister. And you listen to the voice of those Haitians in Guantanamo, and God send you to do something. You can say, as Moses, well, who I am? I'm not the President Bush. I'm not the Secretary of State. Who I am? How I can do that? And God can tell you, I know. You are not the president. You don't have political power. But you can talk to your brother, to your sister, and together they can try to talk to a congressman, and they can look for solidarity to do what you can do. And if finally you give freedom to them, or you make their right respected, you do that for God. Let's just remember this so beautiful conversation between Philip and Jesus. Philip say, you always talk about your father. Now it's time to show me your father. And Jesus said, Philip, the one who sees me, he sees the father.